Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Our email account is wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And there you can give us some feedback or give us some, you know, how we doing or what kind of topics you would like to hear. Again, you know, that is wellnessradio@co.ca.imperial.us.
You should offer, like, cash prizes.
No.
I'm some emails.
And I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk About It, Your Voice for Wellness. We are three sessions into a four-session topic of April, guns, mental health, and death. And we're talking about suicide and death today. We are joined by Thomas Armenta. He's a master of social work, a therapist for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Welcome back, Thomas.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Thomas, how's the therapy thing going?
It's going good. Mm-hmm.
How many years in now?
Oh, no. I've been 2 years. Prior to that, 7 years as a social worker.
Nice. Nice. Thank you for being here for the community. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here for the show.
It's a great show. What are you talking about?
Well, today we're talking about suicide and guns.
And, you know, suicide is such a delicate subject. You know, we just, when it hits, you know, personally, it devastates the whole family and the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. So what can we do? I mean, here at Behavioral Health, we're training our staff on suicide prevention and intervention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, offering all these array of services, therapies, medication, rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. But then still, there's, like you said, there's six for every, how many? 100,000?
In the Imperial Valley. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And the still. U.S., yeah, 12, which tell you something about the Imperial Valley. Mm-hmm. And
but still, six is still, mm-hmm. You know, we wish we had zero.
Yeah. But then when it's half of what the nation average is, yeah. You really start to have to consider that the mental health services here are actually working well.
That yeah. May be one of the preventative
yeah.
factors.
Yeah,
but like
factors.
I said, one is mm-hmm. way too many. So
it is.
How
it
is. Can we prevent it then?
So who and how do people get to this point? What's going on in the process of someone having thoughts of suicide, getting to that point in their life?
Well, you know, you have several risk factors that go into that. You have the situation with a major depression, drug abuse that may be involved, the combination of both. You can take into account if they have a history already of attempted suicides, the family history. If there's mm-hmm. been already a family history of suicide, that ends up being a big link and a big flag for a high risk of committing suicide. The detachment, isolation from others, and just the difficulty with any form of, what ends up being.
So these people are having bad lives.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, something is really bugging them, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not, you didn't just wake up one morning and feel thoughts of suicide.
Well, you know, it's like, what may trigger suicide for one person, we wouldn't necessarily be a trigger for someone else. I mean, an extreme example is what happened recently at Fort Hood. Where the final trigger for the gentleman who had committed the violent act, was that he was denied his leave. And that was the thing that set him off. And with someone else, you know, their frame of mind would have been totally different. I mean, it would have definitely reacted differently.
100 times leave gets denied. I'm sure it happens 100 times at Fort Hood by itself.
Exactly.
And you know, 99.9% of those times, it's no big deal. But for this person, this one person at this one time, it was
the trigger.
It was the trigger. Mm-hmm. So we can't really say, you know, what's going to trigger one person's going to trigger mm-hmm. another. I mean, conversely, it seems like some people go through tremendous amounts of stress.
Yeah.
You know, they lose all their possessions. They, their family members pass on. There's divorce. There's all sorts of terrible losses. Mm-hmm. It never even occurs to them.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's any kind of predictability mm-hmm. other than It's something that the person took really badly.
Yeah. And you have to consider the fact that you know, 17 out of every 100,000 in the U.S. consider suicide at, you know, during the year, at least, you know. So there's that suicidal ideation. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to commit the act.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.